Now, the three religions talk about generally how the, the karmas, the, regarding the last time, the topic of the karma. So, last time we finished about the negative karma. Now, today I'm going to tell you the origin of the negative karma, how the negative karma comes. Okay, origin of negative karma. And so, that's why it's up to, we can talk that how the negative karma can come, and how the negative karma arises, okay? So generally, as I told you before, there are the 10 negative karmas. So 10 negative karma, usually people commit the negative karma because of the thinking of the self, we call the self-thinking attitude. So because of the negative karma, it's all arises because of the self-thinking attitude. When you think too much of the self, all the negative karma, you will start to commit the negative karma. Yeah. So negative karma is something interesting, that it's a very, very strange. The negative karma is something very strange. So negative karma is something very strange that generally, whenever the person commit a negative karma, any negative karma, like killing or the lie or whatever, so as I told you before, the negative karma is something very much of the something very addictive, Okay, so very addictive. Generally, when you do the positive karma is not like addictive as the negative karma. The good thing of the positive karma is that whenever you commit to the positive karma and when you look back or the whatever positive karma you have done, you will feel the joy, you will feel very happy with the positive karma what you have done. Okay, so positive karma is something like that, so it will not like a very addictive as a negative karma, but the thing is that the positive karma and when you look back at the whatever the positive karma you have accumulated, then you will feel a lot of the joys. So negative karma is something like that. Whenever you accumulate the negative karma, maybe you might feel the joy or you might feel the happy at that moment, especially when some people, when they feel the very happy of killing the animals, so they will feel that they're joy at that moment. But later on, when you look back at whatever the negative karma you have accumulated, but there is no any way of the feeling of the proud, there is no any way of the feeling the joy when you look back of the whatever the negative karma what you have committed. So that's the difference with the positive karma. When you are doing the some of the accumulating the positive karma, a little bit of the difficulties, also not very addictive. But still, when you have accumulated the positive karma, when you look back at whatever the positive karma you have accumulated, so you will feel the joy and you will feel the proud of what you have done. So now the other thing is that now here you can see the liberation path. What they are talking about, that the positive karma and how heavy and how like that the positive karma, generally that they want to talk about how the positive karma can become the heavy and how the positive karma can become the light. Okay, fine. So now just give me the work on other part, because I don't have the book, so I'm trying to think of the words in the liberation part. So you are in front of the book, so can you just give me the after that work?
They have the difference between the karma, which is the become heavy or lighter. The first, they include the sixth point. First is the heavy because of the nature. The second is heavy because of the intention. And the third one is because of the action. And the fourth is because of the basic. And the fifth is because of the frequency of the repeated. And the sixth is because of no way to
okay, so nature, what it talks about the nature?
They for the nature, because this Seda, like the karma from the body, that is will become from the killing till talk the goshi. Because of the nature is because the karma from the body, and so that you raise from the heavy, the most heavy is killing, and
So generally we hear the points, a few points of there. So they talks about the major karmas, how we differentiate the heavy and the light karma. Yeah. So generally the heavy part of the nature, as is talked about that in the 10th negative karma, so or 10 negative karma, the most heaviest is the killing, as you can see that because it keeps the first, which is the heaviest. So what we can see is that the last time I think I talked to you about the 15-minute how to think, isn't it? Like a package, a make it something like a package to thinking, isn't it? How to reduce the negative karma, isn't it? Okay, so that's okay, fine. So that's the thing. So now here we are talking about generally in this 10 negative karma, so which is the heaviest? They talk about which is the heaviest one. So it's about the most the heaviest is the killing. Because the killing is the heaviest, so they keep the killing as the first. Killing as the first, because killing is the heaviest. So because the killing is the first, because it's considered as the heaviest, so because it hurt most for the other. Now among the killing, like killing the animal, which is heavier, killing the cow or killing the mosquito? Because the killing the cow is the heavier than the killing the mosquito because of the size. Secondly, the killing the cow, it gives a more emotionally distress more for the cow. Most the mosquito, they have not much of emotionally, the stress. So that's why the killing the cow or the killing the cow and the dog is a more, and the negative karma is a more heavier than the killing the like an insect like a mosquito. So like that, because of the emotionally they are more, when we someone hurts the cow or the dog, they are emotionally they feel the more stress, more depressed. So like when we hurt the mosquito, emotionally they will not that much, they will not feel that. So now that's our one, because now the one thing is a very simple question, that the one thing is when we do the very good for the dog, when we do the very kind towards the dog, the reaction towards us will be totally different. When we do the very kind toward the dog, when we do the very good thing toward the dog reaction toward us will be different. Because it's a very simple, that the dogs have also the emotions. So that's why, when we kill the dog and when we kill the mosquito, if you compare these two negative karma, that's why the killing the dog's negative karma is heavier than the killing the insect. Because it gives the more pain to the dog. This point, I have a very, very confusing matter on this point. When I was doing some of the scientific research with some of the parapsychological scientists, the brain scientists, the parapsychological scientists, they told me that the snakes and the lizard, they don't have the emotions. They will not feel, even we do the good things, they will not feel that. Even we try to hurt that, they will not feel the anger. Because they don't have the emotion. That is strange. The surprising. It made me very quite strange and surprising and the confusion on this issue. Once you have no emotion, then they cannot have the fear.
So
fear and the anger, because the parents' psychological point, they consider the fear and the anger, this always comes in the emotions. They don't have it. So, yeah, the killing the animals is totally, killing the snake is totally negative karma, there's no point of it. But the point is that when we're killing the snake, whether we are hurting them, whether we hurting their, mentally we are hurting or not, also we have to find it out. Because once they having the no emotion, then even when we do the good, very kind to the snake, then the way when we hurt the snake, it won't feel any difference. So this is the very, the confusing point for me when we're talking with them, yeah. So that's why it's called the negative karma. So what we call the negative karma, especially like a killing the animal, the killing it considers the naturally, it's a very heaviest karma. So that's why it considers the more heavier because of the because once it considers the more heavier because of the nature. So naturally heaviest, because the main reason is why we consider the naturally heaviest is that when we kill the animal, so it be hurting them more. Okay, so that's why we consider them. Now there's a second is I think stealing, it's a naturally isn't heavy. Second is I think comparing to another stealing and other negative karma, stealing comes the second because it's the second heaviest. So it's considered also the negative karma. Second heaviest negative karma. So it's quite simple that killing is the second heaviest. Because it's quite simple that because it hurts also quite a lot for the others when you steal from the other. That is the reason why it considers the second heaviest. Because it hurts a lot, but not like the killing. Now the third negative, the adultery, isn't it? That's the third heaviest negative karma. Because it comes to the third heaviest. So it's a third negative karma because it considers as a third because it comes in the third because main reason why it comes as a third is that because it's a third heaviest karma by naturally, okay? Yeah, it's very simple, isn't it? It's quite simple, so it's not very, it's very simple, so. So actually, now here you can see the very clearly all these are just like these souls are something like these souls are it's also talk about the naturally how it's happy, okay? Now the effort is negative points, now they generally it's talk about the general points of the happiness, but as I told you before, now these all negative karmas we are accumulating mainly because of the self-judging when you are thinking the too much of the self. So when you are having too much thinking of the self, what will happen and then too many thoughts will come in your mind. When you are having too many thoughts in your mind, then all the emotion will arise with these thoughts. So mainly all these negative thoughts arises because mainly all these negative thoughts arises mainly then the emotions like a fear and the anxiety, all this arises when you are thinking the too much and you are having so many of the thoughts. When you are generally there so many unnecessary thoughts, then the fear and anxiety all will arise. So this is a very simple that. So that's why generally when the people when they are thinking too much of this self, then so many thoughts will come. When the so many thoughts arises, then it will bring the anxiety and the fears and everything will arise. So that's why I have the experience with so many people who always tell me that sometimes there are difficulties or that difficulties of the getting the peace in their mind. But the mainly because they're thinking that too much, that's the one reason. Too much of the thing, then they will think that what will happen to me? What will happen to me? Too much of the thinking like that way, then it is very difficult to feel the peace from inside. Yeah, so that is the main reason that why the people, so that's why the old negative karmas, sometimes we are committing it because we're thinking of too much of self. When you think too much of self, so many unnecessary thoughts will come. That unnecessary thought will bring a lot of the accumulating, to lead us to accumulate a lot of the negative karma. That's why the most important thing is that that's why what we said, just not doing the negative karma is one of the simple solutions. When you need a very much of a very much deep solution, you have to train the your mind. When you can control the your mind, the negative karma, you can control very easily to happen than the negative karma. When someone says not to kill, not to kill too much, when you force yourself too much not to kill, then you will like to kill. When someone tells you not to eat the apple, not to eat the apple, then you will think that the apple must be something. So you will generate a more desire to eat the apple. So that's why sometimes when you took the vow, now as I told you the last time, how you have to give, when you took the vow not to kill the animal, now how you have to deal with it. So mostly that you have to deal from your inside of your mind. So how train your mind, that's the most important. In one occasion, I was just giving the talk to the school kids. So after my talk to them, the principal asked me to talk with the 8 student. They told me the 8 student, the worst student in their school. I think they are kids around maybe 15 or 16 years, teenage school kids. So their problem is taking the alcohol from on a cigarette. Most of them, their problem. Yeah. So what happened is that when I was talking with these 8 kids, the principal told them, it was my 8 kids, I was talking with them, yeah. So I just told them the few words, not many. So I just told them that when you are having any problems, when you are taking all the cigarettes and alcohol, when you are having this problem, why are you taking it? So if you need to, why are you taking it? Why you want it? The reason, what's the one, can you? So I just asked this question, why are you taking it? I never told them not to take the alcohol. I never told them not to drink alcohol. I just asked them one question, why are you taking it? So I said, they are not answering me. They are not answering. So then I asked the second question. I told them that when you're taking too much of the cigarette, you should know the one thing, whenever you take the cigarette. So I told them whenever you take the cigarette, you have to think the one thing that how much joy it can bring to you and others. So that, because I think in the Indian school, they have cigarettes are banned for the teenage kids, especially the 15 or 16 years, these are banned, they are not allowed to take the cigarette. So mind is a very strange. When you are not allowed to do it, you want to do it. When you are allowed to do it, when you are someone forced to do it, then you will feel very difficult to do that. So then I told them the second question is that you have to think that whenever you take the cigarette, you have to think that how much of the joy it can bring to you and your others. Then I asked one thing, do you really, your family members and really the school and the teachers, do they really care you? Do they really love you? With this few questions, then I told them right now you don't have to give me the answer. I just give them my cell number. If you have anything answer for that or anything regarding the young talk memo, you can just call me. I give them my cell number. Few days later, I got a call from the one kid. First I didn't realize that. Then he told me that how he was the one of the 8 kids. So he told me that he quit the smoking and the alcohol, but his friend is not quitting. what he had to do. Yeah, so this is the something like that, the game. So that's why that when you're doing the all of the negative karmas, sometimes that most the best solution when you try to overcome the all the negative karma, best solution is you have to temporary solution. You take the walk, not to do it. You have to remind yourself that the, what I mentioned is a temporary solution. That what I lost. That now the permanent solution you have to train your mind. This is the you need little time, but definitely you can train. So train the mind is something so many people also feel when they try to train the mind. So many people who have been studying Buddhism years and years, they also feel. Sometimes who have not studied Buddhism years, few months, they will succeed to train the mind. It is a very strange thing what I saw in my whole life. Sometimes Indians are studying the Buddhism for years and years and years, but still they fail to train the mind. Sometimes even not study the years, only to study the 1 month, they will still succeed to train the mind. Only thing is that you have to focus. Focus, that's all. When you get the wrong focus, wrong point of the focusing, then you will not succeed to train the mind. Only thing is you get the right point of the focus, and that's all. So what you learn, do it. That's the right way of the focusing. Not try to learn more. That's the one biggest mistake. Generally, the human mind is a very strange thing. The human mind, it cannot focus on what we are having. It will focus on the what we are not having. That's a human's mind nature. You cannot look at the what you are having. You will only look at the what you don't have it. That's a human's mind biggest problem. It is a very, I like the one of the story. That's a very good story. That's a true story, okay? But I like it very story, that story. So it's about a story about the one of the, I mean, it's around the 1948, around the like that, one of the, the Hungarian who got a gold medal with the shooting in the Olympic. But the very strange that he got the gold medal with the left hand. Left-hand shooter. Left-hand. He should have gone with the left-hand. The shooting game. Left-hand, yeah. Mostly he was, before he was not a left-handed shooter. He was right-handed shooter. Before. So, what happened is a right-hand shooter. So, what's he having a right-hand shooting? So what happened is a right hand shooting. So right hand shooting is that the same thing that what happened is that the, when he was having the right hand shooting, at that time he got the national medal for the shooting. So he was also in the serving in the Hungarian army. So that time what happened is that one occasion when he was in the training, he lost his right arm while he was training with the throwing the grenade. Yeah. He lost the right arm. But still, when he lost the right arm, then he tried to shoot him with the left arm. With the use and use the training with the left arm, yeah, he succeeded to get the gold medal with the Olympic. So still, he did not only the use, so many use, because I think he planned to win the Olympic and the medal in the 42 or 44. But that time the Olympic game is cancelled because of the World War, Second World War. Generally, people like his cases, generally people when they lost the right arm, what will they do? They will just look at the what they lost. They will not look at the what they have. That is all the people what we used to do. Here, not look at the person, that person has not look at what he has lost. He just look at the what he has. That is the general, the humans, whatever we do is that we will just look at the what we lost. We will not look at the what we gain and what we have. We will not focus on the what we are having. We will focus on the only what we don't have. That is the one of the mistakes of every human's mind. So yeah, so generally it's like that. Okay, now the training. The trainer, the one, you need only the right way of the focusing. Then it will be very simple. Once you cannot get the right way of the focusing, then even you learn that too much, you can't train more. even when you get the right thing to the focus, if you learn the Buddha way, you can frame your mind very easily. Only thing is you know the way, the right way of the focus, right point of the focus. You do, I mean, sometimes in the class. So sometimes in the class when I feel the mood, sometimes in the class I will hide behind when the teacher will teach the class. In the sometimes, so I will hide behind the some other students when I feel bored. But I was scared. So same thing like that, you cannot say this, but maybe, so it will maybe, so okay, anyway, fine, so you can. So what we'll do is now we will say the same prayer, okay? Then I will say the same prayer, this is the prayer of Vaitara, okay? So Vaitara prayer, so that is a prayer, generally is a prayer for the increased lifespan, okay? So we will do this prayer for the increased lifespan of the, okay, everyone, okay? Increase the lifespan of the everyone, okay? So generally everyone wish the long life. So many them for having a long life, I think there will be the many reasons or many causes. The one reason is that the first thing is that you should have a very good way of the healthy life. That means consuming the less of the meat, consuming the less of the alcohol. This is very important to have the healthy life, consuming the not taking the cigarettes. Second is the mental peace. That's a very important. We're having the mental peace. So this is one of the very my strange experience. So in the Mongolia, in the very remote area in the Mongolia, they are having the nomads, huh? In the Mongolia. So they are the nomads, and they are nomads. I met many old men and women. So there is one I met, an old lady. So she don't wear the glass. She talks, but only thing is she loses the quite of the teeth, but she don't wear the glass. She can hear quite well. So then I just asked her age. Her age, they told me, so 92. I was completely shocked. Even very active, she walks and talks.
92.
Then I asked her what's her diet. They told me that she eats meat. She drinks alcohol, she takes the smoke, everything. Few moments I thought, but I should also eat the meat. I was just joking, okay. But the main reason is what I found is main is a moment is a very stressful. Because at home, it leaves only one or two families together, less stress, more relaxing, mental relaxing. I think that is the one reason cause less stress. They don't have to follow the watch. That's the one. They don't wear the watch on their hand. Because they don't have to follow the time. They just watch what I say, they just keep it the TV and their tent. They stay in the tent. No? There's no house tent and the animals, yeah. So this is another second reason for the stress for mental peace. Also contribute the watch and the hour of increasing the life. But the generally then I saw in the when the age around the 80 or 90 speaking a lot of like this in the moment I met. Very active, they walk, they do everything. Very active. Main reason is what I think they have less of the stress comparing to the people who's having a lot of the stress, though, have a very less stress, more mental peace. So that is the one reason, maybe, what I feel this moment, people, the lifespan. If you look at their health and diet, are they eating so everything, meat, Mongolian, especially the Mongolian diet, eat a lot of the things. So that's the second reason. Third reason is also now the, like a praying for the goddess, like this life goddess, wonders of the Buddha of the life form is like that. And this is the third reason for this afterlife. So maybe we will recite, I will recite this mantra for a few times, okay? Few times. So then we will stop, okay?
Yeah.
And just this is, I would say that this mantra for a few times, you all can say that this mantra for the sake of the increase the lifespan of the afterlife. Okay. Okay.